this Pete, Matt and Kimber podcast for Elite Pool Covers, saving you water today for tomorrow.
We've been watching Parental Guidance on Nine. We've been quite enjoying this show.
Yeah, what are we going to do when that finishes?
Well, you know, it's funny because there are a lot of shows that don't really grab you, and this is one that has taken all of our attention. We've been quite into it. But there was a bit on there last night with the Tiger parents. Where they have, you know, they believe in going, there's no downtime and you work hard and you go out and you give everything a go.
Yeah.
But they went to this theme park and they were like, look, go on the slide. Now, the daughter very much didn't want to go. She said, I'll tell you about, why don't I stay here and you guys go? I'll meet you when you get back. And they were like, no, we do everything together. And so they forced her.
Is everyone ready?
Yeah.
I didn't realize she was like that all the way down.
She was.
Oh, nice. Good girl.
Do you want us to all enjoy it again?
No.
Do you want to enjoy that terrifying, traumatic experience again? No, I'm good. I'm good, thanks.
She was terrified. I've never heard somebody so scared, the poor little thing.
And it's tough because they've talked about these things a few times on this show where they've been kind of like, where's the line between going, I want to encourage my kids to try things, because let's face it, when we're younger, we are scared. Like, I mean, even I'm an adult now, I'm scared to go roller skating. It's just that you need sometimes some gentle encouragement.
You do.
And then there's the odd parent that just goes, I tell you what, the way I teach you to swim is to just to throw you in the pool. And then see what happens.
And, of course, you know, the other day on the show, they had the kids jumping off the platform, right?
Yes.
Now, we saw children who were a quivering mess on the platform who, as soon as they bopped up out of the water, went, can I go again?
Yep, so proud
they
did it.
So you know that, you know, you do have to temper that. That scaredness with, I know you're going to enjoy this, and at the end of it, you're going to want to do it again. Mm. So it's a hard choice to make.
But maybe you've been forced to do something you didn't want to do.
Yeah. And I think when
that's how it looks,
well,
isn't it?
Well, it does. And when you're scared, because you're sort of losing control of everything, maybe you don't take instructions on.
Yes.
Maybe you're not following things the way you should be. And all, like, while I was watching that last night, all I could think about was what happened to a mate of mine when we were at a theme park going down the speed slides that he didn't want to go down.
Okay.
And he was, like, dead set against it. And his old man was like, no, you are going down that. It's going to be good for you.
Right.
And we laugh about it now because he's not dead. But he, like, he was laying back the way that you're meant to, your arms crossed over your chest.
A tin soldier,
okay? Yeah. And down you go, and it's the water speed slide and everything, but it's open sides. And then he freaked out the moment he started going down. So he sat up,
and
all of the water started going everywhere, and then he lost control. He came flying out the side, whacked his head on the way out, knocked himself out, and they had to call the ambulance to come and get him.
Okay, that's quite
serious. But he's okay.
Yeah.
He's fine.
Yes.
He's fine.
But he didn't want to do it.
But it was good for him.
Yeah.
It was good to give it a go.
Sure it was.
What did your parents force you to do? They said, this will be good for you. Give it a go.
Mm.
Ouch.
Jade in Baldivis, good morning to you. What did your dad make you do?
Morning, guys. When I was about 6 or 7, we went to a bird sanctuary and I was happy watching the birds, but my dad thought it was a good idea to hold my hands out while I was crying with bird seed on them, with the birds flapping all around my head, and I've now got a really bad bird phobia.
Oh, really? Isn't that interesting? Like, you know, your dad thinks he's doing the right thing, but actually has created a phobia for you, a lifelong fear.
Yeah.
I mean, putting your hand in front of any animal's mouth, you know, when I had to feed the giraffes at the Perth Zoo last year, I was still nervous about it, but holding your hand out and forcing you to hold your hand there for birds to come out
and
is birds awful.
Birds can be frightening.
Yeah.
Well,
because they fight. They flap and they fight each other.
I mean, canaries can be really scary.
Down south, just quickly, so it made me think of this story. Down south, when Mila was 2, there's a few like animal farms and stuff you can go to down there.
Yeah.
And she wouldn't get close enough to the llama with her little bucket of carrots. And I was like, come on, get in there, Mila, it'll be fine. And she got close enough. This llama lobbed his head straight into the bucket, ripped it out of her hand and knocked her on her backside in the process, the poor little thing.
And now she's got a llama problem.
There's a Dr. Phil episode coming up.
Hey, Joy.
Hey, how are you?
Good, mate. This still haunts you now, does it?
Oh, my goodness. Trauma to extreme. My parents made me and my siblings do square dancing.
you poor thing, Joy. You poor thing.
Yeah, to the like from a very, not just for 1 year or for a one time only, like for years, where we dressed up, we had the skirts. I represented WA holding a flag at the square dance convention.
Oh my god!
We had stickers on the car saying we do it in eight. It's ridiculous.
We do it in eight.
I don't know how many times I've told Joy's parents, Dosey, don't.
I know, right? And songs trigger because I know the move, so it's not good at all.
So what's the move to this one, Joy?
Oh, Dosey, don't, buddy. Just Dosey, don't.
Yeah.
Dosey, don't.
Few steps forward.
Sorry.
Wow.
Oh, Joy, feel for you.
So funny.
Good on you, mate.
I love this. Make your kids do some stuff.
Should I just keep playing this song?
Yeah. But you see, the funny thing is, I wish my parents had forced me to, I don't know, learn a language. I know it's not quite the same thing, but there are some things I wish I'd been forced to do.
Yeah, yeah. Don't tell my mom, my achy, breaky heart. To the left. I'm just from
Joy, get back here.
Kick right.
Joy, don't you run away from me, young lady.
Grab your partner, Dosey Doe.
So it's always interesting when you get a headline that says, I breastfeed my fiancé and feel sexier thanks to a herbal supplement.
Give me that herbal supplement.
Pete clicked on it. He thought it was an ad.
Yeah, clearly it's not, but it is an interesting story about a woman by the name of Lana Michaels, and she joins us now. Good morning to you, Lana.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good, Lana. You've piqued our curiosity. We've seen that you've been on a TV show talking about this, that you breastfeed your partner. And it's, I guess it's just a sex act that you both enjoy and something that brings you both pleasure. But how did it come to pass that everybody knew about it?
We were actually making adult content, and it was one of the videos that we did right at the start of our career. And we kind of forgot about that video, but we were approached by a documentary that asked us about that video and whether we would speak openly about it.
Well, I mean, so certainly from my perspective, Lana, I think, you know, whatever makes you feel good, go for it. I've no problem with that. I don't know very much about lactating myself. Is it uncomfortable? I mean, you obviously have children 11 and 7, so you've taken something to keep yourself lactating?
No, what happened was I enjoyed breastfeeding my children. And when it came to relactating, I just took the supplements until the flow got going, and now I don't need to take them anymore. So it's a temporary measure just to get the milk flowing back.
Lana, we're currently in a household where we've got a little baby. So my wife is breastfeeding often, like, you know, she's breastfeeding our kid. And so I can't pair sexy and breastfeeding together. What do you mean this makes you feel sexier?
What I meant by that is having bigger boobs made me feel sexier. Like if I had a night out, I always felt like I had more attention, I felt sexier. And then when I breastfeed with my boyfriend, sometimes it can just be relaxing and sometimes it can turn sexual. It just depends on how we're feeling. Just like anything, if you were cuddling with someone, it could turn sexual or it could just be a nice cuddle. It's a similar thing.
Oh yeah,
so
like
it's
a
sort
massage.
Of just soothing.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
The whole breastfeeding thing actually isn't just it's a sex act for you guys. It's actually something that you guys just engage in, that you just do.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's like frothing a cappuccino.
I'm doing it right now.
Yeah. That's amazing.
It is.
I think there's probably a lot of women that are very jealous that you can take a supplement and just start breastfeeding. Mm. We know there are so many women that have trouble getting milk.
I've actually been contacted by hundreds of women since the documentary came out asking me how to do it. And I've been referring them to my website because I'm going to make a video soon about the process.
Mm.
I didn't realise how many people would want to do it.
Yeah. Well, half your luck. I tell you what, if I could be laying on a beach breastfeeding my boyfriend right now, I would be. So in Spain, that'd be beautiful.
Hey, Lana, just quickly, our producers told us that your partner's there with you. Is that right?
Yeah. Would you like to speak with
him? Yeah, can you pop him on just quickly?
Yeah, no problem.
Thanks, Lana.
Hello, hello.
Hello. What's your name?
I'm Sean.
Hey, Sean.
Sean, nice to speak to you. I'm just really curious, right? What
What does it taste like?
Super sweet. We are normally in a really fruit-based diet, so everything's naturally sweet. So whatever is going to come out of the boobs is going to be sweet as well.
So, right. Sean, it does depend literally on what Lana's been eating. Your diet will change the taste of the milk.
It's extremely important. Some people say that if you can even taste alcohol, if obviously the woman has been drinking alcohol. So.
Ah, yes. Lana should get on the Kahlua.
That's interesting.
So, we're really happy with the fruit diet.
Oh, well done.
Wow. This is wild. Well, look, thank you, mate. Thanks for jumping on the phone. Do you want to pop Lana back on?
Yeah, no problem.
Cheers.
Goodbye.
Hello.
Hi, Lana.
He sounds gorgeous, by the way.
He does. Yeah, geez. Thanks for talking to us this morning.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling me. That's been really good to talk to you.
Guys, yesterday I took advantage of the sun. I'd been putting off a task for a little while and I thought now's the time because it's nice and sunny outside. And so for about 3.5 hours yesterday, my neighbours just heard this.
Waxing your bikini line?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. I just straight in with the hedge trimmer. Be very careful not to get the cord caught around.
Thank you.
Very
good.
Dangerous.
I'll remember that.
I was pressure hosing the driveway.
Oh.
Got out the pressure cleaner. And it's a crap job. You know, if you've ever had the job of doing the pressure hose, it's messy, it's filthy, it goes everywhere. But, oh, my God, the satisfaction. I mean, I could watch pressure hose porn all day long. Like, I get stuck watching those videos of people just doing it online, just cleaning up a courtyard area. And I was out there yesterday for 3.5 hours and I reckon I've done 1/3 of the driveway.
Oh, it takes a while.
I loved every second of it. Like, I was filthy and it was a complete mess. But there's just like, I don't know, do you ever have those things? It's just something that you get that real satisfaction out of. It's something about the reward of how clean it comes up afterwards that I just go, wow.
Yeah, maybe that's why dentists like scaling your teeth.
Probably.
Yeah. It's that sort of feeling. But for me, it's admin. It always has been.
Oh, really?
It's not something I enjoy doing, of course, I'll leave it to the last minute. And the day that I kind of went, oh, that's done and everything's in its right pile, I have a deep sense of calm, which lasts about 7 minutes.
Yeah. Well, and that was a good sense of calm. Like, Matt had put off his taxes for about 8 years.
Yes, oh, wow. Right. Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Right.
It was, you know, prison.
Yeah.
Prison inspired him to do his admin.
But boy, did I feel good afterwards.
Have faith.
Believe.
We must have faith.
Ooh, I gotta have faith.
Do not leave.
It's me this morning.
It is you. Now, you've been saying that you haven't been very happy with your form in FAFE.
Well, I would... if the KPI for FAFE is getting them right, if that's what you measured against, I would argue that the lion's share of my answers have been wrong this year.
Right.
I mean, I don't know.
No, wrong.
I mean, I'm going back to the Wiggles question that I think you nailed.
Yeah, but I mean, that's pretty... It's pretty straightforward at kids.
I don't know. There's some surprising things in there, that's all.
Yeah,
take your KPI successes when you can, buddy.
Right, thank you.
And generally, we pull the themes out of a hat, so you have no idea.
Out of a hat.
Like...
Yeah, that's one word for it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi, Emma.
Hi, guys. How you going?
Good. Emma in Herne Hill. Pete is up for FAFE today. We're going to send Pete out of the room. See you, mate.
Bye, guys.
Bye, mate.
And... we'll ask you if you have faith in him knowing the question or not.
I'll take your coffee. Sure.
If you have faith in him knowing the answer and Pete gets it correct, of course you will win. If he doesn't get it correct, you lose. Or you could say, I have no faith in Pete knowing this answer. And if he doesn't get it right, you'll win.
Okay, sounds good.
And Em, you're playing for a lovely prize, a double pass to see Love Actually in concert. Oh, Love Actually. Very romantic. You like that film, Em?
It's coming up to Christmas. You'll see it again and again and again.
And it's live with the Symphony Orchestra performing the soundtrack to a very favourite Christmas movie. Kimber.
Okay. Emma, the theme today or the category today is WA history.
It is.
How do you think Pete's going to go? Do you have faith?
Yep, I've got faith in him.
Oh, the confidence.
Very confident.
All right, well, we won't tell him. We'll just get him back in. Hello, Pete. He's just gone off wandering. What are you doing? He's just gone wandering off.
He's searching for more cold pizza.
He's miles away.
But too late.
Mate, if you have to jog back into the room, you walked too far away.
Yeah, well.
Moo's already eaten all the pizza, buddy.
It was good pizza too, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Cold pizza. Do you like cold pizza, Emma?
No.
Oh.
All right, well, whatever.
No, good. We didn't have to share.
That's okay.
Fine. Okay.
Kimber.
Pete, here's your question.
Yes, hit me.
The category is, Matt?
Is WA history.
Bugger.
And somewhat themed because of what's coming up on the 27th of November.
Oh, God, this is actually going to be worse than bugger. This is going to be completely embarrassing.
You know what's happening on the 27th, don't you?
Yeah, regatta.
Yeah.
I'm excited about it. It's going to be good.
The Masters regatta.
Okay, well, here's your question, Pete. Masters is the largest flavoured milk brand in WA, produced locally in WA since what year?
Oh, I've heard the ads. Damn it. And I've said this out loud heaps of times too.
You have.
Mm.
Largest flavoured milk brand in WA, produced locally in WA, the WA way, since what year?
There's not a lot of room in the market for a new flavoured milk, is there? Masters have got it. That's it.
I can't go past spearmint.
Spearmint's great.
It's the best.
I can't believe you can drink
it's
that.
It's the best.
Spearmint's fantastic. And I think it's only a WA thing. Been over East a few times and gone, where's the spearmint milkshake? So what's a spearmint milkshake?
Get back out of your hard border with that green milk.
All right, you're going to have to lock something in shortly. You're going to have a little stab in the dark.
All right.
Just quickly, Emma, without giving anything away, would you have known the answer to this?
Absolutely not, no.
No, not many people would, Emma, let's be honest. We'll give you a little bit of leeway.
Okay, so it's...
How long do you think?
I have for over 50 years in my head somewhere.
Okay,
right.
That's a good start.
So, like, I'm sure that I've heard the little, because we play those promos and stuff for the regatta, and then the little VO at the end of it. Over 50 years, I feel like I've got that somewhere in there. So,
it's a solid start.
2021. A few years. We're going back to 1971. I am going to go with 1967. If it's over 50 years, I'm going to go with 1967. I'm going to give it a couple of years just to, you know, because over 55 years sounds weird in a promo.
Yeah.
453 years sounds unusual.
59 and a half years.
Yeah. Can I change my answer?
Sure.
Yeah, I want to go with 1970.
Oh, okay.
Nah, you're making it worse,
nah,
mate.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, where you were before was
just
much better
back
for
to where you
and for Emma. I'll be honest with
let's
you.
Let's go in.
Okay. Can I change my answer?
Yeah, yeah, please.
I want to go with 1961.
Just, can we...
Okay, I'll stick with 1967.
Okay.
All right, well, look, it's funny. The producers are writing in our screens here going... Give him multiple choice. And then because we ignored that, they gave it again going, multiple choice, because he's embarrassing himself.
Well, he's sort of done that, hasn't he? Yeah.
Look, here's the thing, Pete. During the break, Matt and I decided that we were going to give you a couple of years leeway, because we thought that would be fair.
A couple of years, as in 2 years either way.
We're just going to stretch it to three.
A few years. So the good news is you're within the range.
Oh, come on.
It was 1964.
Get around him.
And so, Emma, you're going to win the prize anyway.
Yay!
Oh, that's great. Thanks, guys.
Emma had faith in you, Pete. Even though the category was WA history.
Yeah. She's like, good Perth boy, of course. Locked
of course.
You in straight away.
Yeah, no.
And that was good. I'm like, if you came out with 1967 and it was 64, like, that's a solid answer, mate.
It is.
Good job.
Thanks, guys. I really appreciate that. A double pass to see Love Actually in concert with a live symphony orchestra performing the soundtrack to your favourite Christmas movie, Emma.
Thank you so much, Pete. Mostly appreciated.
Oh, my pleasure. Just did my best.
Thanks, Emma. Have a lovely day. Well done, Pete.
Thanks, guys. Thank you so much. Jeez, there you go, 1964.
Yeah.
Masters, that's the WA way. Now, Aussie owned and made right here in WA for over 50 years.
57 years, to be exact. Yeah. Well, look, I'll tell you what. I mean, we know we've gone through two very weird years, but something's happened overnight that's really upset me because I love my cricket.
Mm-hmm.
I love my cricket. And, you know, we're locked in to have the fifth Ashes test here in Perth.
Okay.
Oh, now, is that that's official? It's happening.
That's what's meant to be happening.
Right.
And, you know, you can imagine the Ashes doesn't get much bigger in cricket than the Ashes. The fifth test, so it could well be the decider.
Oh, yeah.
You know, against the old enemy, England. And bloody Tasmania, right, have come in and said to Cricket Australia, Cricket Australia, what if WA is born as a down? What are you going to do then? We can have the cricket. We'd have the fifth test in Tasmania, right?
Wow, is that how they sound?
That's how the Premier sounds.
Yeah, that's really tough for them.
That audio was Peter Gutwin, the Tasmanian Premier.
Oh.
Yeah.
I hear what you're saying, Tasmania, and it sounds a little bit like meh, 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 meh.
Now, I get it. Everyone's fighting for their own state, right? I get that. And for the Tasmanians, they're going, good on you, Peter. But I'm thinking, Tasmania, stay in your lane. Leave our test cricket alone.
It turns out those eastern staters are at it again. We know they want our West Australian lifestyle. We know they want our GST. But now the Taswegians on the Apple Isle want our Ashes cricket test match. Let's break that down. The fifth test of an Ashes cricket series, possibly the decider. Do you play that in Hobart, where you've got more chance of winning the lottery than it not raining? Or do you play it in Perth, the greatest city in the world where it hasn't rained in January for 172 years? Come on, Tasmania. You stick to doing what you know. You're the Apple Isle. We like apples in the West, but we call them Donnybrooks. Tasmanians, if you think you're getting our Ashes cricket test match, you must be Tasinsanian. Spoken, written and catered by Matt Dictinsky with absolutely nothing to do with Mix or the West Australian Government. Please take the piss out of Tasmania responsibly.
I'm so glad we were excluded from that. Pete, Matt and
Kimber! Hey, it seems that, Paul Rudd's Sex Panther by Odeon.
60% of the time, it works every time.
Has worked, Kimber.
It sure has. I don't normally buy into these things. They're ridiculous. They're completely silly until it's someone that I completely agree with. Sexiest man alive has been voted for 2021 and it's Paul Rudd.
Slap it to bass.
Paul Rudd, I think, is so sexy. He's been on my hall pass list for years. And he's not the traditional guy that people think is sexy. I've always had to justify why I think he's hot. And all of a sudden, he's taken out the title.
Why now? What's happened recently that he's...
Oh, look.
I mean, I had to ask you who he was, although now I know who he is, but...
Oh, I mean, look, Paul Rudd. I mean, the success of... what do you think, people? Ant-Man?
Well, oh, no, Ant-Man comes to mind for me, but really...
But like now, why
Anchorman,
now?
Well, okay, so if you're...
I love you, man.
I love you, man. He was, I know that my wife absolutely loves him because she saw him in a romantic flick back in like the mid to late 90s, which the title of which escapes me, but that's when she originally fell in love with him, had the poster of him up on the wall in the bedroom sort of thing.
Yes.
But for me, it was Anchorman. That really was the breakout for him. And then, of course, I think he did a great Ant-Man. Incredible Ant-Man.
Okay.
I mean, he's just gorgeous and I'm thrilled because I'm like, you know, I don't know what the opportunity will be. We should have really spoken to producers. We should have got jeans and joggers and said, this is a great excuse to talk to him and get me a little bit closer to my hall pass.
Right.
Because we just like to make our partners feel a little on edge.
Sure.
Just enough that there's a possibility we could meet our hall pass. Mm. They've got no chance. It's kind of like when they've got their hall pass, you're like, that's never going to come about. But we have a possibility that we could meet ours.
Okay.
Which is great.
I'd be fine with it.
Would you?
I'd be like...
You sound like you're from London.
I'd be fine. You know why? Because I'm a fan. Because I love Paul Rudd. So I think for me to be able to say that my wife spent a night with Paul Rudd, I'd be like, cool.
One of the great Family Guy episodes is when they meet Kiss and Peter Griffin is very happy for his wife to... He finds out that, you know, his wife and Kiss knew each other from the past.
Yeah.
He's over the moon.
Oh. Yeah. And you know what? If you didn't like Paul Rudd, here's a reason to like him. When he found out that he was voted the sexiest man alive, he was like, okay, well, let's be honest. There's a lot more people that should be on this list before me.
Yeah.
But he said, I do hope I'll get invited to more sexy dinners with people like Brad Pitt and previous winners. But he said, I figure that now it means I'm going to be on a lot more yachts. I'm excited to expand my yachting life and I'll probably try to get better at brooding in really soft light. I like to ponder and I think this is going to help me become more inward and mysterious and I'm looking forward to that.
Well said. Well said.
I just got a text message from Liz. She said it was Friends. He was in an episode of Friends.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, and that's where she saw him for the first time.
Because he was with Phoebe.
Yes, there you go. Yeah.
See, that says everything to me. The fact that he's cast as Phoebe's boyfriend means he's the nicest guy in the world.
Yeah.
And not necessarily sexiest.
To hear Pete, Matt and Kimber for longer, listen to another one of their podcasts. And to swim warmer for longer, get an Elite pool cover. 94.5.